Go number 9.
Except number 9, Baal HaSulam Shamati, Article 121. She is like merchant ships. It is written, men shall not live on bread alone, but on what proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of Kedusha, holiness, in a person does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entries, meaning admissions into Kedusha, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the Sitra Achra in one's body and its claims she is all mine with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should dedicate everything to the Creator. That is, that even the exits stem from Him. When he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entries were all from him.
There's another excerpt. Excerpt number 5 from Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Night of the Bride. Since we use vessels of reception to the contrary of how they were created, we necessarily feel in the actions of providence that they are evil. Because it is a law that the created being won't be able to receive evil from the Creator directly, because this is flaw in the glory of the Creator, for the created being to attain him as an evil doer, because this is inappropriate to the complete operator. And therefore, when a person feels bad, to the same measure, there is heresy on his guidance, and the upper operator disappears from him. And that is the greatest punishment in the world. Therefore, the feeling of good and bad in his providence resolves the feeling of reward and punishment, because he who makes an effort not to part from the faith of the Creator, even though he tastes bad in providence, he has reward. And if he will not make an effort, he will be punished, because he is separated from the faith. We have another excerpt from Baal HaSulam, the writings of Baal HaSulam, Article Shamati, Volume, Baal HaSulam Shamati, Article Number 10, What is Harry, My Beloved, in the Work? Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 2, Page 22, Article Number 10, What is Harry, My Beloved, in the Work? We should know that when one begins to walk on the path of wanting to come to do everything for the sake of the Creator, he comes to states of ascents and descents. Sometimes he comes to such a great decline that he has thoughts of escaping Torah and Mitzvot, meaning thoughts come to a person that he has no desire to be in the domain of Kedusha. In that state, one should believe that it is to the contrary, meaning that it is the Kedusha that runs away from him. The reason is that when one wants to blemish the Kedusha moves forward and runs away from him first. If one believes this and overcomes during the escape, then the brach, escape, becomes barech, bless, as it is written, bless, Lord, his strength, and accept the work of his hands.